Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, since this is going to be apparently a pretty bad allergy season for people, the reason we're having some bad allergy seasons is just the weather a lot of the weather changes that we're dealing with is allowing a lot of the allergy season simply to be longer in most cases. So when you have a bad allergy season, you often have a bad asthma season. Why is that? Because a lot of asthma episodes are triggered by allergens. So I wanted to talk a little bit about natural asthma relief 101. Now, before we go any further with this segment, don't ditch your asthma medications, okay? This is not about replacing the inhalers, those rescue inhalers, right? Those are life-saving for some people. This is not about replacing anything like that. If anything, this is about learning about some nutrients that may allow you to use some of those rescue inhalers a little bit less. But this is not about ditching them, getting rid of them. This is about trying to decrease the number and severity of asthma attacks. That's what this is about. So I want to cover with you some important nutrients, and none of this is fancy stuff, right? These are minerals and antioxidants that I've talked about before, but I want to just go through a nice little list here. If you have asthma issues, if you have a child with asthma issue, all these things that I'm going to cover here are good for kids and adults. Let's just list them out. I would probably have a nice stockpile of them. I would take them on a daily basis, and then you can also take a little bit more if an asthma attack starts to come on, but it doesn't replace that rescue inhaler. The first one that every asthma patient should have on hand and should take every day is magnesium. Oh, how often are I for some reason I find I'm talking about magnesium a lot lately, and I guess I should. Magnesium is involved with over 350 biochemical reactions in the human body. Magnesium plays an important role for any type of cell that is really metabolically active, like nerves and muscles and the gastrointestinal tract, and guess what? Also, the cells that line the airway spaces. Right? Anything that has to dilate or expand, like a blood vessel or a bronchiole, which is in your lungs, guess what? Magnesium is going to play an important role there. So it turns out magnesium, It's a natural bronchodilator. Yeah, I mean, a lot of good studies showing that magnesium is a natural bronchodilator, which means your airway spaces are going to open up. They're going to relax. Even the smaller airways called bronchioles. And as you do that, there's going to be better air exchange and you're going to feel better. So magnesium is critical, really, for all of us, because it's important for so many, biochemical reactions. But really, to people with lung issues, the wheezing, asthma patients really need to have some oxygen, magnesium standing by. There was a study here, and let me pull it up on my sheet here. So it was 340 milligrams of magnesium daily for 6.5 months was found to have improved lung function, better asthma control, and simply a better quality of life for the patients taking the asthma, the magnesium, compared to the placebo group. Now, I got to tell you, 340 milligrams of magnesium is not a big dose. I think 500 a day is more standard. You can even go up to about a gram. Yes, the higher you go, you might get some loose stools, but that'll get better with time. But the point I want to make is this study, which shows an improvement in lung function, asthma, and quality of life, is really using a magnesium dose that's not even that high. That just shows you the power of magnesium. So that's the first one. Make sure you have magnesium on board. Number two is going to be an herb called butterbur. Now, this is an important one because, remember, the reason I wanted to talk about asthma today is all of the allergies that we're dealing with this time of the year. Spring into summer, into midsummer, especially in the northeast, the southeast, it can be really bad for a lot of people. I'm here in South Florida, and everybody at work at Life Extension and many of my friends are all dealing with some really significant allergies. Well, guess what? There are some natural things you can do. One of them is butterbur. Butterbur is an herb that can diminish the activity of a specific type of white blood cell called an eosinophil. Eosinophils are the white blood cells that pretty much run your allergic reactions. They are linked to compounds like histamine. So when eosinophils are up, you have more histamine and you're going to have more allergic reactions. Why do eosinophils go up? Well, because you're allergic to something in the environment or some food you're taking. Turns out Butterbur can decrease how active the eosinophils can become. Now, in this case, so when you do that, when you're taking Butterbur and you're decreasing the eosinophils, you're decreasing the allergic reaction, there's less of a trigger there for the asthma. That's the connection. So here were 80 patients. They were treated with Butterbur extract for 2 months, and then they were followed by an optional 2-month treatment period. At the end of the trial, asthma symptoms improved, and more than 40% of the patients were able to reduce their intake of asthma medications. Again, this isn't about stopping those asthma medications, but what it means is you're able to use those rescue inhalers a lot less, which is awesome. That means your lungs are more healthy and you're not having those asthma attacks. So that's Butterbur. That's a good study right there, 80 patients. Another one that I like in allergy season that I do think could help. Now, there's not any specific asthma studies with this one. There's a lot of allergy ones, and that's quercetin. Quercetin, which comes from the rind of citrus fruit, has been shown to work just as good, if not better, than some antihistamines for reducing allergy symptoms, specifically nasal allergies. Now, that's important because nasal allergy symptoms often cause postnasal drip. Postnasal drip can cause inflammation in the upper airway, and boom, there's your asthma attack. So I think I'd like to see some studies looking at asthma specifically with quercetin use. But quercetin is another one that I would put on the list. So that's magnesium, which is a natural bronchodilator. Awesome. Write that down. Butterbur, which helps to decrease the allergic reaction by decreasing the eosinophils and histamine. And then quercetin, which helps with a lot of those nasal allergy symptoms and can reduce postnasal drip, which may also help with some of those allergy symptoms. There are some anti-asthma foods you can also add to this list. So we have three nutrients: magnesium, butterbur, and quercetin. And then the last thing I want you to write down, number four, are some foods. Just a quick list here. Raw onions have been shown to have anti-asthma effects. Lemon juice also has some anti-asthma effects. And ginger can have some anti-asthma effect. Now, it needs to be fresh ginger, not the pickled ginger that you get with sushi sometimes. It needs to be the fresh ginger. What they do, the mechanism here with these, with the raw onions, the lemon juice, and the ginger, is we believe they can thin the mucus out in the upper airway. That has an effect of allowing more oxygen to get in. So when you do have an asthma attack, it's not as severe because you're still able to oxygenate well. Okay, so we do believe these foods will help reduce the severity. Maybe not so much the number of asthma attacks, but the severity of the asthma attack. And you'll feel oxygenated even when you're having the attack when you eat raw onions, garlic. Oh, I missed garlic there. Raw onions, garlic, lemon juice, and ginger. Boy, watch the raw onions and garlic. Boy, that'll make sure you eat those by yourself. But anyways, those food sources will thin the mucus and allow you to oxygenate better. So there's magnesium, butterbur, quercetin, onions, garlic, lemon juice, and ginger. Those are the things that I would have on board if I was dealing with asthma, or if I had a friend dealing with asthma, or even a child dealing with asthma. Remember, asthma, by the way, has its trigger. Know what your triggers are and avoid those triggers. That's one of the best ways you can decrease the number of asthma attacks. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.